There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Bob, this is Paul McCartney, that new hit singer. Thanks for his connection to Kanye West. Hello, it's 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, here on the air with the things you need to know. As the day gets started, Republicans are in full control today. Wow! Isn't that great? Some people would say that. Excuse me for a moment. Cough for a minute, Kenny, will you?
You want me to cough for you?
Well, I get so excited about the Republicans. Woo-hoo! Because there'll be a big difference. They're so much different than the Democrats. Wow. All right, so what is all of this? The Republicans in charge for the first time since 2007. We all remember what great things happened in 2007, right? New Congress, more diverse. 80% white and 80% male. No, that's better than 100%, right? Got to have a little diversity. John Boehner reelected to the Speaker of the House. There's change. Hope and change from John Boehner. In the Senate, Mitch McConnell, hope and change over there. He's a new face. A couple of old fossils. Okay, so the first thing, first matter of business will be to vote on whether to authorize the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. The measure died last year in a filibuster. President says he'll veto it. They got to figure whether they can count noses and get enough to override. And I'm betting they will. What do you bet, Kenny? You think override that veto?
I don't know. I don't know that they have the votes.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
I'm surprised. You don't think they will, really? All right. Let's see what else is going on here. President Obama looking for help today in a meeting with Enrique Peña Nieto. Do you know who he is? 888-302-3684. You don't know? I'm ashamed of you. You should know that he's the president, El Presidente of Mexico. He's there to talk to the president about controls being put on Cuba. Why are the Mexicans worried about the Cubans? Huh. All right, National Governors Association in Washington today, too. Me with the president. He's busy. Oh, and Chuck Hagel leaves today.
So well done.
And, well, who's the new defense secretary? Is there one yet?
I'm not sure if there is one or not. Did he sneak one in during Christmas?
It could have been. Christmas recess appointment. You know how they work with those things. A technical glitch stopped the launch of the SpaceX rocket this morning. Kara, do me a favor. I don't know if you have the number handy for John, or John, if you're listening, John Harper, who runs WMEL, give me a quick call, will you? I'd like to have you come on the air for a moment and talk about what it was that kept the SpaceX from getting launched last hour. They are running a resupply mission to the International Space Station, rescheduled for later this week. The thing that I find most interesting about this is that they want to land the rocket on a barge off the coast and reuse it later on. They're going to land this rocket that is not run, this is run from the Space Center, not by, because somebody's sitting in it flying it. They want to land it on a barge. Needle, haystack, get it? Okay, let's see. Oh, while we're in Florida, the state of Florida's same-sex marriage ban has been lifted. That means 70% of Americans now in our country can be married, or 70% of you live in a state where gay marriage is now accepted or illegal. Is that okay with you? 888-302-3684. Sure as heck is okay with me. If people are happy, who cares? Why would you care? I always love it when people call and say, oh, it's going to affect my marriage. Huh? The sanctity of marriage is affected by this? Why? How? Explain that, please. I don't understand how two people, men or women, getting together and being married affects your marriage, your life, or you. Don't get it, honestly. And people have been trying to explain it. People say to me, well, Doug, you don't understand. You're right. I don't. I don't get it at all. We're in a big deep freeze. Why are we in a deep freeze? Because it's winter. W-I-N-T-E-R, wintertime. You've heard the old song. It's wintertime, wintertime, win-win, wintertime, wintertime, wintertime. Wear stuff that's warm. Don't send your children out without being, having them probably. I mean, this is common sense, silly stuff. And don't let your dog outside. If you got to poop and pee, put them out and bring them back fast. Two-thirds of the country are below the norm or average for temperature. Outside here down at the farm, the temperature is 14 degrees, up into the 20s today. Tomorrow, the high will be 14. The low will be, with a wind chill, about 25 below. I like them apples. Ooh-wee, ooey. All right, so anyway, that's a rundown of what is going on. In the main, there are a lot of other things that are going on, but I thought those would be things for us to chew on. Actually, one of the other concerns, I could put it that way, is what's going on in New York City. A lot of people are talking about police relations with the so-called black community. It's not only in New York, but it's all around the country. I'm going to invite a correspondent from Al Jazeera. These people, by the way, somebody sent me an email, Kenny, the other day, and was upset with me, asking why it is that we have all these people on from Al Jazeera. The reason we have them on is because they're accessible, and they want to have their correspondence available for the things that used to come from when Sam Donaldson was on ABC. Couldn't stop the guy. He wanted to be on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Find me somebody at ABC now who wants to do that. Find me somebody at NBC now who wants to do that. Find me somebody at CNN now that wants to do it, or CBS. They don't want to do it.
And this is Al Jazeera America. It's an American news station.
Yeah, but they don't. People
just
don't.
Has the brand.
Al Jazeera. Those Muslims know.
Right.
Right. That's what they think. So anyway, Courtney Keeley will join us. We'll be talking about the latest in police and race relations in New York City in just a moment. This is Good Day at 14 past the hour.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with Courtney Keeley now, who, as I said a few minutes ago, is, well, we knew her from Fox. Now she works for Al Jazeera America. and is covering what's going on in New York. Courtney, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you so much.
You were at the funeral of Officer Liu this weekend. What were your observations when I remember correctly, the sequence of events at the wake, the police saluted the commissioner and the mayor, but at the funeral, a couple of thousand police officers turned their back. Was that the most significant part of this event, or were there actually some meaningful statements made about this officer who was killed for no good reason?
The funeral was heartbreaking. His widow spoke, and I just wanted to cry. They'd been married for 2 months. His father spoke in a local dialect. Yeah, his father spoke in a local dialect, a Cantonese dialect, and he just showed up. It was his only son. He talked about Confucian filial piety. He sounded like an incredible man. And what was really interesting was he was so much part of the Chinese-American community. They had come to America 20 years ago. And it was sort of the American dream gone wrong, a tragic, tragic family story. And that's what grabbed me by the throat. Hmm. When I saw a couple of the police officers turn around in different areas, that you kind of sharp and take a breath of, ooh, they're still doing this. You know, it's a flinch moment. But when I heard the father speak and there's this picture of his widow holding his photograph, making her way towards to get into a car as they're putting his casket in the hearse, you know, and then following to the funeral. And her face is just broken. She's, you know, she's just, the pain and the anguish on her face is just, you just don't want to see that for anyone. So there were these moments, and it was in a Chinese-American neighborhood that used to be Italian, Bensonhurst. It was really sort of, it spoke of the history of New York and how neighborhoods change, and there was all of that going on. Then there was the talk of Officer Lee's absolute loyalty to the NYPD. But because he's the first Chinese-American to be killed in the line of duty as an NYPD officer. But everybody was focusing on this feud between Bill de Blasio and the unions and this sort of distrust. But it was not the vast majority of officers either. And also, when they saluted the mayor and the police commissioner, we pretty much assumed on Saturday night in the pouring rain, there were a few people that saluted them. But they had to salute the police commissioner. I don't know what they would have done if it was Mayor de Blasio solo.
So there were two undercover police officers shot last night in the Bronx. What's the latest scoop on that?
Well, that was really a robbery. It wasn't a cold blood approaching a police car like it was 2 weeks ago, just over 2 weeks ago. It was Officer Robinson, Officer Liu. Mm-hmm. It was cops in pursuit of a robbery. And one man shot them, and then they still got away. One of the robbers carjacked the car, and then they found him in the hospital. But it also speaks of what people are in lower income neighborhoods are afraid of right now. Is it some policemen are so mad at Bill de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio? They said they're just not going to work as hard. Basically,
right.
It's a sort of police stoppage.
Well, you see, the last couple of weeks, officers sharply cutting back on making arrests and summonses and things like that, and chasing the bad guys in this circumstance. And now, if there are two officers who were shot in the line of duty doing something like that, you can almost be sure that the police union people will say, "Let's turn this down a notch or two, even more. Let the bad guys get away with being bad."
Right, the police union just smack of cynicism to me. The head of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, the largest union, when Officer Ramos and Officer Lee were shot, said Bill de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio, had blood on his hands. That didn't help. They've been feuding since last summer, and it goes back to when Mayor de Blasio was campaigning and criticized stop and frisk.
Yep.
But he's using the death of these two officers in very cynical ways, and all the other unions are piling on. And if you know the unions, it's a leisure big case.
Courtney Keeley in New York for Al Jazeera America here on Good Day.
The average American family spends over $1,000 a month on food. No person is exempt from this need. With the holidays here, why not give the most important gift you can give? the gift of food freedom and security. GoFoods is perfect for the college student, traveler, outdoorsman, family, busy professional, and the retired. Storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and affordable, GoFoods meals are easy to make. Add water, and in 15 minutes, you have a delicious meal. GoFoods packaging allows you to store food in the smallest of living spaces. Take GoFoods anywhere. The bug out bag, the RV, the car, the trail, the pantry, and on the table. Go anywhere, but don't go hungry. Serve it today, save it for the future, and share it this holiday season. Special holiday packages available. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Sounds like a one-hit wonder song to me.
How can you tell so quickly?
I know, Richie.
You do.
I know these things.
Wait a minute, the song is called.
I know. I know.
I know.
I know what
The song is called I Know, One Hit Wonder Time at 25 after on Good Day, playing a song by an artist that had one hit, only one hit. If you know the name of this lady, call us at 888-302-3684 right here, right now. Winner of the contest will get a bunch of one-hit wonder hits and also qualify for our drawing for that trip for a family of four to go to the Turks and Caicos or to Jamaica. Is that right? Everybody who wins down.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody who wins any contest on Good Day is qualified for our drawing.
All-inclusive resort.
Four-day, three-night luxury stay for two adults and two children to the three beach resorts, either in the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. So if you want to qualify for that drawing, I think we've got, what do we do, the first week of February? Is that
yes,
when we do the drawing?
Okay. Yes.
All right. So you want to get in on that, figure out who's singing this song, and call us at 888-302-3684. This song from this lady came from New Jersey, by the way, a singer, songwriter, topped the pop music charts during this week in 1995. So if you know her name, it would behoove you to call us at 888-302-DOUG now. She was named after her parents' favorite pop singer of the 60s. Her first name comes from that singer.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. She started dancing lessons at the age of three, started singing in programs in elementary school. By the time she got to middle school, she was elected as part of the New Jersey Singers Choir and Chorale. Performed on Broadway and also in classical music events. She starred in her senior year in the musical Annie. She's black, so that created some racial controversy. Isn't the Annie that's in the movie now black?
Yes.
Do I knew that? Yeah, that was the case. Yeah. So think of it, how things have changed. All right, so after high school, this lady studied photography at Mercer County Community College. Singing, songwriting were her passions, though. So she hooked up with a record producer from Atlanta, started writing songs for El DeBarge and TLC. The demo of this song, I Know, went to Sony Music. It won her the opportunity to record it, and it went to the top of the pop music charts again during this era, 1995. So this is a 20-year-old song. From then, she focused her energies on performing more jazz material. Never had another pop single. Nobody knows who this person is. Is that it, Richie? The song's over? It's not very long.
The song is over. Well, no, it's three and a half minutes. Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Well, I'll start it over again just for the heck of it as we use it for background. Some of these, I would think, though, that this person, their giveaway is that her first name is the same as probably the biggest female act of the 60s. I sound like Casey Kasem. You think that's right, Kenny? I mean, when you think about the lady for whom she is named, I would say without a doubt she was the biggest female act of the 60s, maybe even the 70s. And now associated with, not so much anymore, the psych, what do you call it, the psych hotline, hit line, whatever. All right, let's see. Huh?
Yeah. Psychic Friends Network.
All right, John, what's the name of this singer?
Dion Ferris.
Dion Ferris. That is correctamundo. Dion Ferris is the singer of I Know. So now everybody knows on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet an overeater? You know, an overeater generally is bored to tears. Nothing else in life other than food has any major interest for him. So he devours everything he receives and then demands even more. If the pet doesn't get his food fixed, some may even become aggressive and demanding. Like the nervous eater, the overeater may growl over his bowl, staunchly protecting why he eats. The attitude there is, I want this, I got it, and nobody's going to take it away from me. This type of growling generally is a bluff, but you still got to be careful. Let me explain what I do. You know, dogs are, and our cats for that matter, are fed by us. We're in control over their food. So we put down their food once or twice a day. It goes in the same spot every single day, and they look forward to it. And it makes sense that they may become protective. Here's what I do with my dogs. Try this out. I give them the same amount of food, but instead of feeding them in one dish, I feed them out of two dishes separated on different ends of the room so they always know there's food around and there's no need to be protective. All more next time.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's 33 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, focused on what's going on, the football report coming up, also our television report. Sad news from the country of Austria, where a couple of young skiers, they were racers, were killed in an avalanche yesterday. Yeah. Ronnie Burlak, age 20, and Bruce Castle, 19, free skiing at an Austrian resort. They were both, according to reports, pretty good skiers, racers, very passionate. The Ski and Snowboard Association said that there were four skiers with them that were not caught in the avalanche. That's another sort of a real problem at this time of year, when there is an extremely large amount of snow that gets, you know, the skiers, as I understand it, I'm not a skier, say it's great, wow, I have all that powder.
Yeah, yeah, good fresh powder.
Right, yeah. But with that, the mountains cannot contain or hold the large amounts of snow that collect.
Well, especially when you're doing what these guys are doing, which is free skiing, which means...
I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
That means going where they don't prepare the snow.
There's not a real trail.
It's not a prepared trail.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the prepared trails over here. We're going to go over here and ski on this other side of the mountain, mm-hmm. where it's just fresh and untouched snow.
Yeah.
And you never know what you're going to get, and sometimes this is what you get.
Well, we had, there are certain areas here in North America had a lot of snow. A lot of this weather, as you know, just continues to circulate. It starts in the Pacific, goes across North America, and then makes its way across the North Atlantic to Europe. And so they have a lot of snow in the Alps this year already. So that is something that's attracting skiers. However, the circumstance that has just been described here with the unpredictability, especially if it's windy or an extra cold. I mean, this cold that we're getting here in North America this week will be over there next week. England will be very cold over the weekend. And then next week at this time will be very cold in Europe. It takes about that much time for the cycle. And then the cycle is usually broken, if it lasts that long, over the Ural Mountains and in the Alps sometimes, or even it gets into Russia where it's cold
ridiculous cold all the time. Speaking of that, it's ridiculously cold in many areas of our country. Richie, what's the temperature in Washington?
23 degrees when I just walked in out of the car. Right.
Well, I have 13 degrees here on the farm this morning. Wind chill factor here tomorrow. The high today is predicted to be in the 20s. Yesterday it was in the 30s. Tomorrow it'll be in the teens. And then it'll go back up again.
But real snow of the year.
You have snow today on the ground?
Yeah.
So it'll be crisp and easy to move.
It's a light and powdery snow, very light, but it's slippery, so everybody's banging into each other. It's like bumper cars on the way in.
It is 1 degree below zero in Chicago this morning. It is in the, across the Dakotas in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa, 40 degrees below zero. Washington State has its own weather problems today. 7 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. Mudslides knocking homes off of their foundations, so the weather is a mess. Notice, however, that they have not used the polar vortex. That term we heard last year is just plain cold. And as a result of that, some people would tell you the flu is more of a problem this year. I'm not sure that I think that that's true, but you'll find people sneezing and coughing around you this week. So the best thing to do is, A, not come in physical contact with them at all, but if you do, make sure your hands are clean. And that doesn't mean you have to spray all of that fanatical foolishness. Just wash your hands with soap.
Clean your keyboards, clean your phones.
Right. As a fellow...
Hey, and if you're sick, don't be stupid. Stay home.
Yeah.
Okay?
I gotta go
don't
to
go
work.
The rest of us sick.
Right. So the football season is quickly coming to a close. I noticed that Chris Christie has become somewhat of a hero. He's attended 5 Dallas games.
Yeah.
And the team has won all of them. Does New Jersey not have a football team?
Yeah, they have the New York Giants who play in the Meadowlands.
Oh. So what's the deal with the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't know why he's so attracted to Dallas.
And trying to get a little voting action going.
Kissing and hugging
in
with
Texas.
Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
All right, so how do things shape up in terms of football playoffs, though, as a result of this last weekend?
The Ravens, the Panthers, the Cowboys, and the Colts all won this weekend.
Yeah.
So you have the Ravens playing the Patriots. Patriots will win that one.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Panthers playing the Seahawks. Seahawks will win that one easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have the Cowboys playing the Packers. Good game. Packers will take it.
Yeah.
And you have the Colts playing the Broncos. And if there is a football god, the Broncos will come out of that winners.
Yeah. One of the things that bothers me looking back in the past 24 hours is all of the hoopla made over Bess Meyerson. Not that she wasn't accomplished, but all this focus, she was the first Jewish Miss America. Why is that important? What the hell difference does it make whether she was Jewish, whether she was Catholic, Protestant, or Muslim? She passed away yesterday at the age of 90. When I was a kid, Bess Meyerson was the first Miss America I remember. It wasn't until I looked at the news media accounts of her passing yesterday that I even knew she was Jewish or cared that she was Jewish, and I still don't really care that she was Jewish, but what the heck is the big deal? And why? That's kind of like saying the robber who was black. Do they say the robber who was white in the story? The first Christian Miss America. Huh? What? That's one of the problems in our country. The news media decides it wants to, for whatever the reason, distinguish someone for really what is illegitimately a concern. Why would you care that she was Jewish? What I remember most about her, other than she was pretty good looking, was her political career. She did some things and she messed a few things up when she was a public servant, but she took her notoriety. Shirley Temple was another one. She was never Miss America, but we all know Shirley Temple and what her story was when she was a kid. Was she Jewish? Nobody knows. Shirley Temple, black is a Jewish name. Maybe she converted. Well, but see what I'm saying here? How foolish this is? What?
I think with Bess Meyerson, she was Miss America at near the end of World War II. And I think that the fact that she was Jewish was significant because of what had happened in Germany.
Yeah. Well, you pardon me if I'm a little cynical about it. If you want to, I just find this stuff so annoying. There's so many reasons to laud people for their accomplishments. She didn't come into this world knowing that she was going to be Jewish or deciding that she was going to be Jewish. She did come into this world and decide to make something of herself, and did, frankly, in many different ways. So, I don't know, I just find this stuff. I'm paying attention to the fact that she passed away, but and I have called attention to the fact that she was Jewish when I didn't even know that she was, hadn't paid any attention to that in my entire life, and always knew who she was, always knew who Bess Meyerson was. Anyway, am I making too much of that? Perhaps I am, under the circumstances. Also, something that the news media will have a field day with today is the coverage of Congress being back in session. Yes, the new Congress convenes today, and for the first time since 2000, well, after the election 2006 or the beginning of the session 2007, Republicans control both houses. And so the Keystone Pipeline, immigration issues, health care, national security, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know what you think of this, Richie. Those of you who live in Florida, there's a doctor who is under investigation by the Justice Department for overbilling Medicare. $18 million in charges last year for a fellow who is a competitor, actually, of Dr. Ken's in Orlando, the Orlando area. As a matter of fact, in the next town from him, Ocala, this guy's got he's got a factory going and giving people all kinds of operations. The thing, at first I thought, oh, this is good, the government's finding out who the bad guys are, and they're getting these people that are screwing the taxpayer, blah, blah, blah. Well, the government didn't know anything about it till the whistleblowers went to the Justice Department. Nobody was investigating for Medicare. Nobody looked at any of the bills. They just, okay. He was billing three times the average of what most doctors who were doing those cardiovascular surgeries were billing. The average doctor in a clinic like Dr. Ken's, he's not even doing surgery. He's doing remedial stuff and diagnostic stuff. He's not a surgeon. The average is about $6 million a year. And so this guy's billing three times that, and nobody asks any questions until a whistleblower say, and they get fired by this guy they were, cooking the books, in essence. So isn't it really interesting, once again?
You know, my favorite medical story of the day.
Right.
Up in Harvard.
Yes, Harvard and Cambridge, yes.
Professors are saying that they're deplorable, deeply regressive, a sign of corporatization of the university. That's what they're using to describe the changes in their health care rates. Their health care plan all went up, and all of the professors are all upset. They're being forced into Medicaid? No. Are they being denied coverage? No. But their co-payments are being raised, and deductibles are being altered for their plan.
Really?
This, all because of the plan that they helped design.
Uh-huh.
The Harvard professors helped design Obamacare.
Yeah, right.
And now the management at Harvard is saying, listen, the money still needs to go towards teaching, which is what we do here. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to be able to continue making a profit and being able to teach, these are some of the prices that have to go into the health care, and they are all complaining.
Ah. What a shame.
Welcome to the game, boys and girls.
Yeah, a round of applause. All right, quick story on the update. Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia due in court today.
Yep.
Sentencing.
This
11 counts of public corruption.
You know how I always complain that they never convict anybody for what they actually go after them for?
Right.
They convict them for lying about what they're actually going. Yeah. So they never convict them of what they say they did. But they say you lied about what we're accusing you of. Well, this is kind of the same thing.
Really?
He did, in fact, take goods while governor in office.
He took favors.
Favors and cash goods.
Yeah, right.
Trips and use of cars and airplanes and stuff like that. There's no doubt about that. He is guilty of that.
Yeah.
They never proved that the person who paid him ever got anything.
And so they want 3 years of community service. the prosecution wants 10 years in the slammer
right.
for him. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out tomorrow.
Well, what'll be interesting to see is whether he says guilty, I'm sorry, or whether he throws his wife under the bus because she was the one who really wanted everything and took everything.
There you go.
So that'll be fun.
Big D. All right. Television report up next here. Cosby in the Focus from The Apprentice. Interesting connection. That's next on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Indeed, Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com. So let's get to our television report here on Good Day. Keisha Knight Pulliam, who's well known for her role as Rudy Huxtable on The Cosby Show, fired by the Donald in the Celebrity Apprentice episode over the weekend. She was fired for not reaching out to her former TV dad, Bill Cosby. The episode was taped before the sexual assault allegations became public. And on the show, Trump told her, she was the project manager on this all-female team that was on The Apprentice, that she should have used her connections to Cosby to help out the team. However, she said she hadn't spoken to him in years, didn't feel comfortable asking for a favor. You didn't make the call that really, I believe, would have helped you. The gentleman would have helped you out, even if you hadn't spoken to him. So you're fired. And then Trump goes on Twitter on Sunday night after the show to let people know that he instructed Keisha to contact Cosby before all of the allegations came to light. I don't know, that's kind of a weird, awkward thing.
Yeah, that is.
You realize what went on, that this show was actually taped that long ago. Meanwhile, the lady known as one of the people from the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Teresa Giudice, I believe is her name.
She the one in jail?
She's going.
Yep.
Scheduled to go to a federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut to begin serving a 15-month sentence for bankruptcy fraud.
I think she went yesterday.
Yeah. She pleaded guilty last year to the charges of fraud. The sentence is lighter than what had been sought by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The judge staggered the sentences so that both spouses won't be in prison at the same time. One stays home to take care of the four daughters. So the husband, Giuseppe Giudice, he pled guilty as well. So he goes for 15 months, and she's first in, and then he's going. All right. So he's with
a family that goes to the pokey together.
There it is.
Yeah.
Hokey pokey. Super Bowl advertisers getting ready. A lot of first-timers, Richie. Skittles confirms that they are in the game. A lot of celebrity endorsements. Danica Patrick will be in the GoDaddy spot. People getting, it's a month away, and people are already getting excited about these spots in the Super Bowl. 51 after the hour on today's Good Day program.
a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time now, a good day to focus on success with a man who is success. He is successful. Michael Levine is here. Spent his career as a publicist for hundreds of great, interesting people from all walks of life in Los Angeles, and now runs the Excel Report. You can find it, excelreport.com, thexcelreport.com, which focuses on success. So our moments that we spend together bring us together to help you become more successful. You've been studying it, Michael. You got all kinds of angles. What's this week's?
Well, this is an interesting time of year, of course. We begin a new year with a fresh start, and how are we going to make this year better than last year? One game that I have played in my own mind for 25, maybe even 30 years, is it's really mirrored after the Time Magazine Person of the Year. You know, Time Magazine every year selects a human being or group of human beings who have most influenced the world for good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be for good. So every year I play this game and I review the year that just passed, and I say to myself, who is my man or woman person of the year? Which person had most impact on my life for good or bad? Now it could be myself, it could be a therapist, it could be a author of a book, it could be a radio talk show host, it could be anyone who's most deeply impacted my life. And I think it's an interesting game and exercise to play for people, because it gets you reviewing and thinking about who is in your mastermind alliance. Who is the group of people that you draw upon? It was studied once. I think it was at Harvard. There was a study that said that if you take your top friends, five friends, you take your top five friends, you add up their annual income, you divide it by five, that is the amount of money you will make this year. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting study of how associations of people have deep impact on your lives personally and professionally.
So under the circumstances, the taking the abstract and going to the concrete, the people who are going to be successful, I'd like to focus on 2015 as we begin the new year. The traits of people, there are a lot of people who make resolutions, and they're not successful with them. They don't stick with them. And that is the same.
Let me tell you about resolutions. We have what are called hard or soft resolutions. And so a soft resolution is nonspecific. Like, a soft resolution would sound like, I'm going to lose some weight next year. A hard resolution is 8 pounds by July 9th. People who make soft resolutions almost never keep them, ever. Mm-hmm. People who make specific resolutions much more frequently do. So the key to making resolutions is that they be specific, written down, and almost always shared.
So under the circumstances, when one is working for himself or herself, I'm looking at a list. I asked at DougStefan.com, you go to the Facebook page, Facebook.com/good day, you'll see a number of words that the invitation that went out to listeners was to give us one word that you can put on the top of your mirror, maybe you put it next to your bed so you see it first thing in the morning and last thing at night. It's somewhere prominent in your calendar every day. Look at this word and see if it doesn't help you become more focused and therefore more successful, because success is about focus, isn't it?
It really is. It's about audacious goals and great intense focus. And how to do that, of course, is by surrounding yourself very often with inspiring people.
Mm-hmm.
So one question you can ask yourself is, are your top people that you spend time with, both in your personal and professional life, are they inspiring?
Yep.
Isn't that an interesting word?
Inspiring is a great word. Yes, it is a good word. Yep. To inspire is to move one in a positive direction. I think that's, and I'm not even looking it up, I just know that that's what it means, moving yourself in a positive direction, which is what you do, which is why I'm so pleased to have you here, to get people going. New year, old year, just keep going. That's it, folks. Michael Levine, who's focused on success here, check out the excelreport.com, E-X-C-E-L-R-O-P-E-R-T, the excelreport.com, and make yourself better at whatever it is that you're doing, but decide to be better. Decide to be successful. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.